Let's listen to God's word. Escuchemos la palabra de Dios. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
Y habló Dios todas estas palabras diciendo, yo soy Jehová tu Dios, que te saqué de la tierra de Egipto, de casa de servidumbre.
You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children of the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
Versículo 9, verse 9.
6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
6 días trabajarás y harás toda tu obra.
But the 7th day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the 7th day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. This is God's word. Would you pray with me? ¿Podría orar conmigo? Well, now, good and gracious God, Dios lleno de misericordia y bondad, en estos momentos, in these moments, may the words of my mouth, que las palabras de mi boca, y la meditación and the meditation of all of our hearts here together, todos nuestros corazones aquí juntos, Señor, que sean agradables, may they be acceptable and pleasing, y agradables, Señor, ante ti, unto you. Lord, we've come this morning, aquí hemos venido, Señor, porque te necesitamos, because we need you. Speak words of life. Habla, Señor, palabras de vida como lo has hecho, as you have done. Raise us up. Levántanos, Señor. Infunda nueva vida en nosotros and bring new life to our soul. May we see your Son, Jesus Christ, lifted up and exalted on this morning. Que podamos ver tu Hijo Cristo exaltado en esta mañana. It's in his name that we pray. Es en su nombre que oramos. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Pueden tomar su asiento en esta mañana. Quisiera hacer una reflexión. I'd like to just reflect briefly on the Ten Commandments, sobre estos 10 mandamientos. Hay tanto, there is so much that has been written, que ha sido escrito sobre los 10 mandamientos, over the 10 commandments. And the danger, el peligro es, simplemente es to simply treat it, tratar los 10 mandamientos como 10 reglas, as 10 rules. 10 rules that we're supposed to keep, 10 reglas que debemos de obedecer. Ese es el peligro, that is the danger. Si quitamos estos mandamientos, if we take these commandments away from the context, si sacamos estos 10 mandamientos fuera del contexto en que están escritos, from the commandments that they are, from the context in which they are written. If we take these 10 commandments, si tomamos estos 10 mandamientos, en otras palabras, in other words, and we remove them from the story, y si no recordamos la historia, si no recordamos, if we don't remember or remove the story in which we find them, then there's danger. Entonces, hay peligro. Cada instrucción, every instruction, every rule, cada regla, tiene una historia detrás de ella. Has a story behind it. I get the honor and the privilege of going to many different churches. Yo tengo el honor y privilegio de ir y visitar diferentes iglesias. Y siempre es interesante, and it's always interesting to watch the signs that are on the walls, the rules that are on the walls, las reglas, las advertencias que están en las paredes, right? Porque, ¿qué les dice eso? Well, that tells you something, right? Eso le dice algo, right? What is every rule? Anytime, I mean, this is just a little, doesn't have to happen at a church. No siempre tiene que pasar en una iglesia, ¿verdad? Si usted va a una tienda, if you go into a store, right, and there's a sign, y hay una advertencia, how do you say a sign? Un letrero, thank you. Hay un letrero, there's a sign there that says, kids should not run in the store. No deben de correr los niños en la iglesia. That kind of tells you, le dice algo. It tells you, at one point, maybe there were some kids that were running and they got hurt. Quizás había algunos niños aquí que estaban corriendo y se lastimaron. Or at a church. O si, en una iglesia, una vez fue una iglesia. One time I went to a church and there was on the door, and like ahí en la puerta decía, no gum in the sanctuary. No, dejen el chicle afuera del santuario. Well, you find out that, you know, se da cuenta que las personas ahí, that the people there were bothered, were had trouble. If you looked under their pews, there was all this gum. Si miraba abajo de las bancas, había chicle, right? Or no coffee in the sanctuary, no café en el santuario, right? Well, then you find out, se da cuenta que hubo un accidente en un tiempo, that there was an accident at one point. If you drive on Martin Luther King Boulevard right here, si va por su coche aquí en la Martin Luther King, there's all these signs, hay bastantes letreros. I don't know if you've ever noticed it, no sé si ha notado, en medio de la calle, in the middle of the street, like every 5 feet, cada 5 pies, it says, no parking here, no parking here, no parking here, no parking here. What does that tell you? ¿Qué les dice eso? At some point, en un tiempo, alguien se estacionó ahí. O quizás varias personas. Había un problema y there was a problem there. Every rule, cada regla, tiene una historia detrás de ella. Has a story behind it. And when we approach the Ten Commandments, cuando venimos a los 10 mandamientos, tenemos que reconocer, we have to know what the story is. ¿Qué es la historia? ¿Qué es la historia? What is the story? Look at your Bible, mire su Biblia, los primeros dos versículos, the first two verses, gives you a summary, le da un sumario de la historia, a summary of the story. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Yo soy el Señor tu Dios. Yo te saqué de Egipto. Yo te saqué de la esclavitud. Esta es la historia. This is the story. This is the story. Esa es la historia. ¿Qué nos dice esto? What does this tell us? First thing this tells us, lo primero que nos dice esto, es que Dios, is that God is a God who wants a relationship with us. Que quiere una relación con nosotros. God doesn't just drop tablets out of the sky. Dios no solamente trae estos mandamientos a las personas y dicen, tenga, obedezcan esto, obey these laws. Before that, antes de eso,
Dios ya estaba involucrado con su pueblo. God was already involved with his people. He saved them. He liberated them. Los liberó de la esclavitud. Y ahora dice, and now he says, here, then. Esta es la manera de vida. This is the way of life that's going to bring you life. Que te va a traer vida. This is the story. Esa es la historia. Tengo que empatizar esto. I need to emphasize this. Because it's very popular, es muy popular hoy en día de pensar, to think that we have to keep the law, que tenemos que seguir la ley, que tenemos que seguir reglas, that we have to obey the law and obey rules so that God can be happy with us, para que Dios pueda estar contento con nosotros, o para que para poder estar bien con Dios, or so that we can be right with God. But the law, la ley, si regresamos en el libro de Éxodo, if we return the book of Exodus, the law comes at a time, la ley viene en un tiempo, después, after God had liberated his people, después de que Dios ya había liberado su pueblo. Dios ya tenía una relación con su pueblo. God already had a relationship with his people. And the law, y la ley, los 10 mandamientos, the 10 commandments, was an invitation, era una invitación para que su pueblo, that his people would have a relationship with him, para que su pueblo pueda tener una relación con él. That they would respond to his love, que ellos puedan responder a su amor. For 19 chapters, por 19 capítulos, en el libro de Éxodo, God, Dios, está extendiendo su brazo, God is extending his arm to his people, a su pueblo, salvándolos, saving them, guiding them, guiándolos, traéndoles vida, bringing life to them. And here in chapter 20, y aquí en el capítulo 20, Dios está diciendo, God is saying, will you stretch out your hand to me? ¿Podrías extender tu brazo a mí? Es una invitación, it's an invitation for us to say, yes, God. Es una invitación para que nosotros podamos decir, sí, aquí está mi brazo, Dios. Here is my hand. Here is my arm. For 19 chapters, por 19 capítulos, Dios le estaba diciendo a su pueblo, God was telling his people, you belong to me. You belong to me. Tú perteneces a mí. Tú perteneces a mí. Yo te saqué de la esclavitud. I took you out of slavery. Be free. Yo deseo libertad para ti. I desire freedom for you. And here, y aquí, en este capítulo, in this chapter, the people, el pueblo, tienen una oportunidad para responder a ese llamado. Have an opportunity to respond to that call. I want to emphasize again, quiero enfatizar de nuevo, que esta es una relación, that this is a relationship, that beneath the commandments, detrás de los mandamientos, Dios ya en su misericordia, God in his mercy, had already done so much for his people, ya había hecho tanto por su pueblo. Y ahora los invita, and now he invites them to respond to that love, para responder a ese amor. Through the Ten Commandments, por medio de los 10 mandamientos, Dios iba a bendecir a su pueblo. God was going to bless his people so that they would be a blessing to others, para que ellos puedan ser de bendición a los demás. Through the Ten Commandments, por medio de los 10 mandamientos, God was going to show, Dios iba a enseñarle a todo el mundo su carácter, his character, what he was like. Look at the first two commandments. Miren los primeros dos mandamientos. God is saying, Dios está diciendo, there's only one God. Solamente hay un Dios. Just one God. And this is not God being exclusive or picky. This is not God. What God is saying in this commandment, lo que Dios está diciendo por medio de este mandamiento, es esto, it's this. There's only one God. Hay solamente un Dios que ve la miseria de su pueblo. There's only one God who sees the misery of his people.
Exodus chapter 3, if you want to read it, this is what it says. Esto es lo que dice Éxodo capítulo 3.
Hay solamente un Dios. There's only one God who hears the cry of his people when they are oppressed. Solamente hay un Dios que puede escuchar su pueblo cuando están oprimidos. There's only one God. Solamente hay un Dios que conoce el sufrimiento de su pueblo, who knows the suffering of his people.
There's only one God who comes down to liberate his people.
Solamente hay un Dios que viene a liberar su pueblo.
And there's only one God, y solamente hay un Dios que puede guiar a su pueblo a la libertad.
And this is the Lord, the God of Abraham. Ese es el Dios de Abraham. There's only one God. Solamente hay un Dios que hace esto. That's it. Solamente un Dios que puede hacer todo esto. There's only one God who can do all of this. There's only one God
with this sort of heart. There's only one God who can see you.
Hay solamente un Dios que lo puede ver a usted cuando usted sufre. Who can see you when you suffer.
There's only one God who can hear you when you cry.
Solamente hay un Dios. There's only one God who can actually liberate you and lead you.
Hay solamente un Dios que lo puede liberar y lo puede guiar.
And there's only one God who actually knows your suffering. Y solamente hay un Dios que conoce su sufrimiento.
People will tell you, las personas le dicen, oh, you're going through this, I know exactly how you feel. But they don't know how you feel.
Las personas le dicen, ah, yo sé cómo te sientes, pero ellos no saben.
But there is one.
Pero solamente hay uno. There's only one. It's only one God. And we see his face. Y vemos su rostro en Jesucristo. In Jesus Christ.
Have you been betrayed? ¿Usted ha sido traicionado? Look at Jesus. Miren a Jesucristo. ¿Usted ha sido decepcionado? Have you been disappointed or deceived? Look at Jesus. Miren a Jesucristo. Have you been left alone? ¿Usted ha sido... ¿Se ha quedado solo? Look at Jesus. Miren a Jesucristo.
Have you cried out to God? ¿Usted ha llorado a Dios and have not heard anything? ¿Y no ha escuchado nada?
Look to Jesus. Miren a Jesucristo.
This happened. Esto pasó. En la cruz. On the cross. There's only one. Solamente hay un Dios
que conoce, that knows what you are going through.
And this, in the first commandment, esto en el primer mandamiento, es lo que Dios está comunicando, is what God is communicating. One God. One God.
I know that's a lot, but we have 9 more to go, okay? The rest will go quick.
Second commandment, segundo mandamiento. Don't bow down and worship any other idol. No hagan ídolos ni los alaben.
The people here have been liberated. Las personas aquí, el pueblo, han sido liberados.
Y ahora van a entrar. And now they're going into a new place. Una nueva cultura, a new culture. All around them, todo alrededor de ellos, hay religión. There is religion. All around them. There's a church on every corner. A worship service every single day.
They're not going to Waco. I'm just saying. They're not going to Waco.
There's religion all around. Hay religión todo alrededor. Y la tentación del pueblo and the temptation of the people is to worship like them. Es alabar como ellos.
En este tiempo, in this time, religion, la religión de este tiempo, of this time, justified some very, very bad things.
Justificaba cosas malas.
All you have to do is look at Pharaoh and Egypt. Todo lo que tiene que hacer es mirar a Faraón, Egipto. Ellos tenían religión. They had religion.
And their religion, y eso, y su religión, justificaba, justified the enslavement of people. Justificaba la esclavitud.
And God is saying, y Dios está diciendo, you are different.
Tú eres diferente porque yo soy diferente. Because I am different from all those gods. Yo soy diferente de todos esos dioses. Yo soy el Dios que desea tu libertad. I am the God who desires your freedom. By the way, if you think anything of the Ten Commandments, si piensa algo de los diez mandamientos, don't ever think, nunca piensen, that the Ten Commandments are a box that God wants to just trap you in. No piense que los diez mandamientos son una caja que Dios quiere ponerlo en esa caja a usted para limitarlo. En los diez mandamientos, in the Ten Commandments, this is God showing his people how to be free. En los diez mandamientos, Dios le está enseñando a su pueblo cómo ser libres, verdaderamente libres, truly free. God is saying, I took you out of slavery. Dios le está diciendo, yo lo saqué de la esclavitud. Don't go back into slavery. No se metan de nuevo en la esclavitud. Yo deseo su libertad. I desire your freedom. This is the kind of God I am. Commandment 3, mandamiento 3. Do not misuse with your words the name of the Lord. I used to think, yo antes pensaba, no tomen el nombre de Dios en vano. Yo antes pensaba, you know, that means that God doesn't want us to use bad words with his name in there. It's more than that. Es más que eso. We misuse God's name. Usamos, tomamos el nombre de Dios en vano. When we do things we want to do, cuando hacemos cosas que nosotros queremos hacer, y lo justificamos con el nombre de Dios. And we justify it with the name of God. We're going to fight this war. Vamos a luchar esta guerra. Porque Dios nos dijo que la lucharon. Because God told us to fight this war. We're going to build this building. Vamos a construir este edificio. Porque Dios nos dijo. Because God told us. In high school, my favorite one was, in high school, mi favorito era, God told me to break up with you. I never heard that, by the way. Okay, you guys are like, whoa, pastor. And I never used it, by the way. But I did, yeah, well, I won't say, I won't go into it. Dios me dijo esto, y Dios me dijo esto. Pero en realidad, but in reality, no tiene nada que ver con Dios. It's just what you want to do, es lo que usted quiere hacer. Y simplemente está usando el nombre de Dios, and you're simply using the name of God to get what you want. Para sus propios propósitos. If you're here and you are burnt out on religion, si usted está aquí y no le gusta la religión, si usted está aquí, if you're here and you're tired of religious people doing weird things, this should sound like very good news to you. Esto debería de ser buenas nuevas para usted. Because God is saying, Dios está diciendo, stop being religious. No seas religioso como las otras personas, like other people. I'm different. Yo soy diferente que todos los demás dioses, of all the other gods, of all the other people, de todas las otras personas. And therefore you are also different. Entonces usted también es una persona diferente. You are different. Don't misuse my name. No usen mi nombre. No tomen mi nombre en vano. By the way, religious people are very good at that. Las personas religiosas, sabemos cómo hacer eso. We know how to do that. Yeah. God just told me to come to your party and eat your food. God told me that you need to write a check to me. Come on. Make sure it's... don't post-date it, okay? Make sure just... Fourth commandment. Cuatro. Notice this. Anoten esto. Yo nunca había visto esto. I've never seen this before. Maybe you have. Quizás usted sí lo ha visto. Verse 6, versículo 6. Is it... 6 days. You shall work. Oh, sorry. Verse 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Versículo 9. 6 días trabajarás y harás toda tu obra. Antes del mandamiento, before the commandment to rest, antes del mandamiento de descansar,
God commands us to work.
Dios dice, trabaja. 6 días. 6 days. Work. It's good for you.
Le va a traer vida a usted. Trabaja.
And then one day rest. Y un día descansa. Now, what does that mean? ¿Qué quiere decir para nosotros? Hay personas en este mundo, there are people in this world who struggle to find work, que no pueden encontrar trabajo, que no tienen la fortuna, that don't have the fortune of maybe being U.S. citizens, quizás ser ciudadanos, o quizás poder tener la energía, or have the energy, or have the freedom to work, o tener la libertad de trabajar. Aquí Dios está diciendo, here God is saying, do everything you can, haz todo lo que ustedes puedan para que esas personas tengan trabajo, so that those people can have work, so those people can have the dignity of having a job, para que puedan tener la dignidad de tener trabajo. Do everything that you can so that everyone who wants to work can work. Haz todo dentro de tu poder para las personas que quieran trabajar, que puedan trabajar. This is a God who cares. Ese es un Dios que le importa. Aún nuestro trabajo, even our work. You know there are people in this world who can't get jobs. Ustedes saben que hay personas que no pueden tener trabajo. Si usted ha entrado a la cárcel, if you've ever been to jail and you come out y sale, how easy is it for you to get a job? ¿Qué tan fácil es de conseguir trabajo? And here God is saying, aquí Dios está diciendo, 6 días trabajarán, 6 days you shall work. Do everything that you can so that those people who want a job can have a job. Asegúrense que esas personas que quieren trabajar, que puedan trabajar. Quizás hay sistemas que necesitan cambiar. Maybe there are systems that need to be changed. Or maybe there's something that you can do. Quizás hay algo que tú puedes hacer para ayudar a esas personas, to help those people. Wow. God wants me to work too. God cares. ¿Dios le importa? Yes. 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 Oh, but one day, un día, descansa, rest. Rest. Cuando el pueblo de Dios, when the people of God were in Egypt, estaban en Egipto, trabajaban y trabajaban. Como decimos en el valle, estaban jalando. They were working and working and working and working and working and working, and they never had enough. Y nunca tenían suficiente. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
There's never enough. No había lo suficiente. And now God is saying, y Dios está diciendo, les voy a dar una nueva vida. I'm going to give you a new life. You don't have to work like an animal. No tienes que trabajar como un animal. Yo soy el Dios. I am the God who gives you rest. Yo soy el Dios que te trae descanso. Y en ese día que no vas a trabajar, and in that day that you don't work, yo voy a cuidar de ti, como lo he hecho toda la semana. Just as I've been taking care of you all week, I'm going to take care of you on this day, en este día. Yo voy a restaurar tu alma. I'm going to restore you. I am the God. Yo soy el Dios que te puede restaurar, who can restore you. I'm the only one. Yo soy el único. Yo soy diferente a los otros dioses. Los otros dioses, the other gods, they work you to the ground. Los otros dioses te hacen trabajar y trabajar y trabajar hasta que ya no tienes ánimo ni vida. But this God is different. Pero este Dios es diferente. En este mandamiento, in this commandment, we see that God wants us to rest. Que Dios quiere que nosotros descansemos. Commandment 5. El 5. Honor your mother and your father. Honra a tu padre y tu madre. You know, growing up, cuando yo crecía, yo antes pensaba, I used to think that this commandment was for like little kids. Little kids. That was perfect. Little kids. Niños pequeños. Les decimos a los niños pequeños, ¿verdad? We tell this to little kids. Honor your mother and your father. Honra tu madre y tu padre. And that's not bad. I mean, it's better than saying the other thing, right? You know. But this commandment, pero este mandamiento, was given to adults. Fue dado a adultos. En el contexto original, in the original context. Moses wasn't gathering the kids for a children's moment on the top of Mount Sinai.
saying, all right, kids, come here, honor your mother and father. No, eran adultos. They're adults that are hearing this message, que están escuchando su este mensaje. ¿Qué quiere decir? What does that mean? Si usted es un adulto, if you are an adult, it means that your parents, que sus papás, ya están ancianos, are in their old age. What does that mean? ¿Qué quiere decir? Que ahora, that now, they don't benefit you as much as they used to. Ahora ya no les trae el beneficio que antes les daban. Ellos no los cuidan a ustedes. They don't take care of you. They don't provide for you. Ellos no proveen para usted. And yet God is saying, y sin embargo Dios está diciendo, yo sé que quizás ya no reciben beneficios de sus papás. God is saying, I know you probably don't receive benefits from your parents, but still bless them and love them and honor them. Pero bendícelos y ámalos y honralos. This is the kind of God we serve. In this, we see the love of God. En esto, vemos el amor de Dios. Fui bendecido. I was blessed to know our sister María, nuestra hermana María. Tuvimos un culto aquí. There was a service here on Friday, viernes. Yo la conocí en el contexto de un grupo pequeño. I got to meet her in the context of small group in my house, en mi casa. Y miraba, and I would see how my brother, mi hermano, cuidaba de ella. Mi hermano Sammy, hermano Samuel, cuidaban de ella. Took care of her. And in that, y en eso, yo vi el amor de Dios. I saw the love of God. This is how God loves us. Así es como Dios nos ama. If you ever go out into the world, si va al mundo, y usted ve, and you see a parent, an adult, un adulto, cuidando de su mamá, anciana, taking care of his elderly mom or elderly father, you are seeing a picture of how God loves us. Usted está viendo un retrato de cómo nos ama Dios. God does not look at you. Dios no los mira a usted y dice, ¿qué beneficio me va a dar estas personas? What benefit am I going to get from these people? I'm out. God loves you because you belong to Him. Porque usted pertenece a Él. Así cuando vemos un adulto cuidando de su mamá, when we see an adult taking care of their mom or their dad, we catch a glimpse of the love of God. Miramos un vistazo de cómo nos ama Dios. That's how God loves us. It's easy to love your parents when they, you know, pay for everything. When they give you a house, when they give you, you know, clothes. It's easy to do with them. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I won't go there. But to love them when they're elderly. Amarlos ya cuando están ancianos. Eso viene cerca al amor de Dios. That comes close to the love of God. That's how God loves us. You guys who've experienced this know what I'm talking about. El 6. Do not kill. No maten. Los que resultan, los que siguen, the ones that continue, are about our relationship with one another. Se trata de nuestra relación unos con otros. ¿Por qué no matar? Why not kill? Because God is the God of life. Porque Dios es el Dios de vida. Él desea que usted viva. He desires that you live. He wants you to be. You know, I always used to finish that sentence with something else. Yo antes acababa esa oración con otras cosas. God wants me to be good. God wants me to be happy. God wants me to be smart. God wants me to be successful. God wants me to be whatever. But the reality is that God wants you to be. La realidad es que Dios quiere que usted viva. He wants you alive. Quiere que usted viva y tenga vida and have life. Real life. So today, you're asking what God's will is for you. Usted está pensando, ¿cuál es la voluntad de Dios for me? He wants you to live. Él quiere que usted viva y que tenga vida en abundancia and to have abundant life. There you go. That one's free, okay? You can pay me later if you want. Send a check. The 7th. Do not commit adultery. No cometan adulterio. ¿Por qué? Why? Because God, porque Dios es el Dios fiel, is the faithful God. God designed marriage, Dios diseñó el matrimonio, para que nosotros podamos enseñarle al mundo, so that we could show the world the love of God, el amor de Dios. Cómo Dios se compromete a su pueblo, how God commits to his people. En el matrimonio, in marriage, we see a glimpse of how God loves us. God is faithful, Dios es fiel. Dios nos ama, God loves us in the good times and in the bad times. This is how God loves us. Así es como Dios nos ama. Do not lie. No echen mentiras. ¿Por qué? Why? Because God is the God of truth. Porque Dios es el Dios de verdad. Cuando nosotros, como el pueblo de Dios, when we as the people of God, begin to lie, empezamos a echar mentiras, o decir cosas falsas, or say things that are false, or say half-truths, o decir cosas que quizás son mitad verdad, o mitad falsas, no estamos representando al Dios de verdad. We are not representing the God of truth. Who was the guy that said, ¿quién era el que dijo, I only tell the truth because I don't have a good memory, right? Dios es el Dios. God is the God of truth. And if there's anything our world needs right now, it's people who tell the truth. Si hay algo que necesita nuestro mundo hoy, son personas que dicen la verdad. En amor. En love. And finalmente, do not covet. Do not covet. En español, esta palabra, this word, is always so powerful. No codiciarás. No codiciarás. Do not covet. It's always tempting. Siempre hay una tentación de decir, to say, gosh, if my life was like that, then everything would be better. Si mi vida era así, entonces todo estaría mejor. Si tuviera esto, if I had this, if I just was smarter, if I was more successful, if I had more money, si tenía más dinero, si tenía más esto, si tenía esto, si tenía la vida, si yo tuviera la vida de esa persona, if I had the life of that person, my life would be so much better. Mi vida estaría mejor. What this commandment teaches us, lo que nos enseña este mandamiento es esto, es this, is that what you have, lo que usted tiene, es suficiente. It's enough. God has given you everything you need for this moment. Dios le ha dado a usted todo lo que usted necesita para este momento. Y podemos confiar, and we can trust that it is enough. Que es suficiente. Amados, en estos 10 mandamientos, beloved, in these 10 commandments, through these 10 commandments, por medio de estos 10 mandamientos, Dios les dio esto a este pueblo. God gave this to this people so that they could be a blessing to the world. Para que ellos puedan ser de bendición al mundo. Sabemos, we know, that later on, que más en algunos pocos versículos, just a couple of verses, they will break it. Ellos van a quebrantar esos mandamientos. Entonces, ¿qué de este plan? What of this plan to bless the world? ¿Qué va a pasar con este plan para bendecir al mundo? En vez de traer vida al mundo, instead of bringing life into the world, they bring death into the world. Traen muerte al mundo. En vez de traer bendición, instead of bringing blessing, they bring curse, traen maldición a este mundo. But God doesn't give up. Pero Dios no se rinde. Él viene. He himself comes as one of us. Él viene como uno de nosotros. En Jesucristo, through Jesus Christ. And he does everything. Y él hace todo que nosotros no pudimos hacer. He does everything that we could not do. He took our sin, tomó nuestro pecado, tomó nuestras faltas, he took our faults, our brokenness, nuestro quebrantamiento, para poder traer vida a este mundo y a nuestra vida, to bring life to this world and to our lives. There's a story, una historia de un niño, of a little boy who, he had his hand stuck in a jar, se le atoró su mano en un jarro. Actually, this might be actually perfect. Wow. Does anybody know what this is? Djembe. And let's just pretend that it's smaller. Pero se la atoró. Se la atoró. Got stuck. And nobody could take it out. Y nadie podía quitar. Se atoró. Stuck. See this? Got stuck. And it was a very expensive. Era algo muy caro. And eventualmente las personas dijeron, eventually the people said, well, we have to break it. Lo tenemos que quebrantar. But break this, not his arm. Okay, just saying. Okay. Tenemos que quebrar el jarro, no el brazo. Tenemos que quebrar para que este niño pueda ser libre, so that this little boy could be free. Well, they found out. Se dieron cuenta que cuando quebrantaron, when they broke it, that he was holding on, que tenía una moneda, that he was holding on to a coin. And the reason he was stuck, y estaba atorado, porque tenía esa moneda, estaba aferrado a esa moneda. If he would have just let go. Si lo hubiera dejado, he could have been free. Pudiera ser libre. Amados, esa es nuestra situación. This is our situation. All of our situations. All of us. Todos nosotros hemos lanzado la mano. We've stretched out our hand to take what is not ours, para tomar lo que no es de nosotros, y nos hemos atorado, and we have been stuck in sin, en pecado, en la muerte, en death, en darkness, en la oscuridad, en quebrantamiento, en brokenness. We're stuck there. What's the solution? ¿Qué es la solución? Nos podemos quebrar nosotros. We can be broken out of shape. But Jesus is like the jar. Jesucristo es como el jarro que es quebrantado, who is broken for us, para nosotros. Para poder ser verdaderamente libres, so that we could truly be free. So that we could truly belong to Him. On our own, solos nosotros no podemos soltar lo que tenemos. On our own, we cannot just let go of what we have. We need somebody to rescue us. Necesitamos alguien que nos rescate. Thanks be to God. Gracias demos a Dios que en Jesucristo, that in Jesus Christ, the one who was broken for us, el que fue quebrantado por nosotros, ahora nos libera, now frees us to follow Him, para poder seguirle a Él. May God give us the grace to do so. Que Dios nos dé la gracia para hacerlo. Let's pray together. Vamos a orar juntos. Thank you, Lord. Damos gracias, Señor. Por tu amor, for your love, for the freedom, por la libertad que tú nos das, that you give us. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Gracias por tu Hijo Cristo, Señor. Que nos libera, who truly liberates us, so that we can follow you, para poder seguirte a ti, Señor. En amor y en libertad, in love and in freedom. Grant us the grace and la gracia, Señor, para seguirte cada día, to follow you every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Oramos en nombre de Cristo Jesús.